Now the second of two reports on how tablet computers and music have changed the lives of some special needs students in a New York City public school. In some ways, the kids in the PS177 orchestra are like those in any high school band. They join for the love of music and friendship. But what they play is different, a mix of traditional instruments and music apps on their iPads. And all of the members have severe learning disabilities, many with autism spectrum disorders. From the NPR Ed Team, here's Eric Westervelt.
Ten teenagers are psyched up to take the auditorium stage at an old public school building in the Fresh Meadows neighborhood of Queens, New York. A dozen iPads on stands sit in a semicircle on stage.
Do you guys call your band a name?
PS177 technology band.
2013-14.
Yeah.
17-year-old Jason Houghton walks in a little rock star late for rehearsal.
Hi, Jason. I'm Eric. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All members of this band have severe learning disabilities. Jason is what one of his teachers calls classically severely autistic. Jason's speech is often marked by echolalia, a communication disorder where he repeats back what you say to him.
Do you like to sing?
I like to sing.
I liked your singing.
I like your singing.
Before this band, Jason rarely spoke at all, but music changed that. The band's creator is 53-year-old Adam Goldberg, a classically trained pianist who found his calling teaching music to children with disabilities, including Jason Houghton.
Some people were very surprised when they could see that he could sing because some people thought that he was nonverbal. At first, I kept saying, sing, 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 and he wouldn't sing until I said, Jason, like this, da, 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 da. Okay, and then he would go, da, 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 da. And I would say, no, Jason, do something of your own.
Adam eventually got Jason to hum his own notes, and the veteran music teacher soon built a song around that phrase. And then he made it into a wider orchestral piece using the iPad. Now Jason sings, and he doesn't just echo back lyrics. He even improvises or scats in his own way.
It was mostly persistence, you know, and the confidence that it was there inside of him. It kind of goes back to that summer where we had some extra time and I just kept, you know, I mean, I kept pushing him. I'll admit it that I sometimes push the kids, not in a mean way, but in a way that because I know inside there's something and I have the confidence in them that they can find a way to bring it out.
More and more educators of students with special needs say it isn't just hype. Tablets are proving to be revolutionary for some children. Apple, Samsung, and other tech giants certainly didn't intend for their tablets to become essential tools for students with disabilities.
I have a feeling they had no idea.
Leslie Schecht is the director of technology for New York City's Department of Education. There's almost no research on the impact of tablet computers on special education students. But Schecht says the anecdotal evidence is overwhelming, that they are proving to be transformative for many with special needs.
It really opens doors for these children. We don't know at times what's really inside because they're not speaking. And this gives them the voice that we realize that there is much more to these kids than we realize, much more.
Schecht says she's seen it in schools across New York, including PS177.
I have seen students that in 1 year are totally non-verbal. And the following year, they're not only using the device, but they're now mimicking the device, which means they are trying to say the words. That's what we really want these children to do, is to transfer this learning. I've done a tremendous amount of training with parents, and they realize that the iPad is definitely a game changer because it is affordable and accessible.
Still, Schecht and others are quick to point out that tablets are just tools. Students still need a creative, engaged teacher like Adam Goldberg to make the devices transformative.
And will it ring our bells when you come back? Will it beat the drums when you come back?
I like to push them. They can always do more. Just learning how to be free and expressing themselves that way, freely, instead of just being afraid that, oh, this isn't going to sound good.
My name is William Hernandez. I play the iPad and the piano. I love Mr. Goldberg so much.
The band turns to a new tune. Hernandez is on his iPad using an app called MIDI Touch. They want to get the sound just right on the South African anti-apartheid song, When You Come Back, which they perform as a tribute to the late Nelson Mandela. Teenagers Rachel Rodriguez and Ulysses Rivers are on backing vocals. 19-year-old Ryan Rodriguez takes the lead. Perhaps even more important than the music, Goldberg says, the band has given the students a sense of belonging, friendship, and joint accomplishment.
They all support each other. It doesn't matter who's singing the lead, who's taking a solo. They're essential to making the whole thing work. And that translates to a wider idea of socialization out in the general world. And I see a huge leap in their socialization and social abilities. And even the fact that they say hello to each other. A couple of years ago, that wasn't happening.
Now band members dream of performing for a wider audience. Jaquan Bostic says he wants to try to make music his profession.
You know, when you graduate, we should start a tour. Like a world tour.
Yeah.
There you go. I like the idea. You're thinking big picture. I like it.
That's what I've been thinking about a lot. I've been thinking about that since yesterday.
Me too. Me free.
Goldberg knows from experience how brutally tough the pro musician road is, and he's straight with them about it. Yet he says he'd never strip them of their vision.
Some of these kids, you know, don't have a chance to dream. Again, it comes from confidence, I think. It may be a very difficult dream to achieve, but it's attached to reality. They really do play music. You know, they're not dreaming of being a Superman or Spider-Man. You know, they're dreaming of doing something that they know that I have this.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
And you can hear more of the music at npr.org/ed and on Weekend Edition.